Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Right, we've talked a ton about the Texans' first four picks, the 2 second rounders, the third rounder, and then Cade Stover in the fourth round. But they took five guys towards the end of the draft between picks 188 and 249. So the last part of the draft, in about a 50-pick span, they took five guys. They took Jamal Hill, linebacker out of Oregon, Jawar Jordan, the running back out of Louisville, Solomon Bird, the edge rusher from USC, Marcus Harris, defensive tackle, Auburn, and they closed things out with Ladarius Henderson, offensive tackle from Michigan. So, Seth, the Texans in the last couple of years have had contributors that they've taken from the sixth round on. Back in 2021, Roy Lopez and Kurt Heinisch both got significant snaps on the defensive line. Now, I'm acknowledging that these were on really bad Texans teams. So, yeah. So sixth and seventh rounders and undrafted guys like Heinisch, it's a little easier to get on the field for a team like that than it would be for a team like the one these guys are all about to join, the 2024 Texans. And then from the 2022 draft, the 2023 draft last year, Jared Patterson was a sixth-round pick, and he started a bunch of games and was pretty solid. Toa Toa was a fifth-round pick, so let's just look at I put Toa Toa's name, but I forgot he was a fifth-rounder, not a sixth-rounder. So yeah. They've had at least one guy, if not a couple, in that late portion of the draft play some snaps for them, significant snaps.
And that's this version of the thing. I'd say one of the better seventh-round picks in the history of the Houston Texans was Derek Newton. That's a notable. If it hadn't been for the injuries especially, I think Derek Newton could have had a nice long career. David Anderson, of course. I mean, you have to go way back. It hasn't been good. That's how it is for every team. As much as we love to talk about the various, you know, Arian Fosters, who was an undrafted rookie free agent, or other guys, those are very much the exceptions and not the rule.
Yeah. Yeah. Texans
drafted Chris Jones, the defensive tackle, in the seventh round. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
A completely different Chris Jones than the one who was integral in the Chiefs winning these last three Super Bowls.
But that Chris Jones got cut by the Texans and went on to start for the Patriots in a Super Bowl.
That's right. No, that was the year of that. Yeah. The Texans had like four guys from, or the Patriots had like four guys from the Texans that year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's
they weren't good enough for the Texans, but they won a Super Bowl with the Patriots. Yeah.
So how about this group? Who do you like out of this group? Again, Jamal Hill and Jawar Jordan in the sixth round. Yep. And then Solomon Bird, Marcus Harris, and Ladarius Henderson in the seventh round.
I'm intrigued by Marcus Harris. Because Marcus Harris is a guy who's 6'2", 285, so undersized as a defensive tackle. But has a really good knack for getting into the backfield. Had 11 tackles for a loss last year and I think 6 sacks.
He's all SEC.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, very good point. He's going against SEC offensive linemen.
All SEC.
I think he is a classic guy that I think he's way more athletic than he tests. It's just, like, I watch him on film, and there's elements of him where I'm like, okay, this guy's like a – he looks like an explosive speed demon at times. But then there's other times where, you know, he does – like, you can see the difference between him and some of the – you know, an Aaron Donald type or something, obviously. But, like, if you look at – like, his vertical was, like, the 50th percentile, broad jump 34th percentile. he's got short arms, like really short arms. He's undersized, his body weight. And yet he makes stuff happen. So I think they look at the playmaking ability, and they look at, I'm guessing, like, his body tracking scores and everything are way better than his testing scores. There's something there. I think, and more than anything, he's got a knack for making plays against good competition. So if you're gonna use a sixth or a seventh round pick on a guy, by all means, yeah, take somebody that, like, none of these guys usually typically test that well. But if they just show up versus good competition, that's something.
If you're a late round pick coming to the Texans and you have to play a certain position, I would say defensive tackle would be one where you've got an opportunity to compete. It's not a great position group for them right now.
Opportunity to compete, and yeah, they don't necessarily have guys that you feel like are three down defensive tackles.
Right.
So the guys that end up starting probably are guys that you're going to want to rotate out on second and long and third and long. And Marcus Harris is exactly that type of guy. Athletically, one of the comparisons that comes up is Christian Covington. And that's a lot like how Christian Covington was. And they go, all right, man, there's something here. Let's see if we can use him on passing downs. And Christian Covington hung around a long time. Is he still on a team?
No. He last played in 2022. But okay. he hung around for 7 years as a six-round pick. That's a successful career for a six-round pick.
Oh, for a six-round pick especially. Yeah. That was really, so I think Marcus Harris could be that guy. Now, I'll say Marcus Harris I think is a lot nastier than Christian Covington. So that part of it I really, really like. So, yeah, I'm intrigued by him. I mean, I'm not going to – he's got – now, the size problem shows up.
Yeah.
Like, there's times where he's on the ground. There's times where he gets blocked out by bigger, stronger guys in the run game. That's where I'd be really, really surprised if he's a three-down player initially. He's going to have to really learn some tricks in the run game, and he's going to really have to develop almost like that Tasmanian devil, like John Randall type of game with spin moves and just constant movement. But he does, like, he keeps his hand. A lot of the stuff that smaller guys have to do, he does already. He's just got to clean up some of the other parts of his game.
Yeah. I was watching some Jamal Hill. I kind of like Jamal Hill. Like the way he runs around.
Yeah, I think the biggest concern I had with him at first was when I saw it, because I wasn't watching that round. I thought they had drafted Jamel Hill, which
she's feisty.
Well, yeah, but I don't. Her tweets are too indecipherable. Right. I didn't want to. Yeah, I can't deal with somebody who tweets the way Jamel Hill tweets.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Someone says Harris is the same size as Rankins, could be good interior pass rusher. I mean, if he provides you anything as the 247th overall pick in the draft, you're laughing. You know, like these.
Wait a second.
What?
Sheldon Rankins. Just let me check on.
Okay.
No, Sheldon Rankins is 305.
Okay.
He's not the same size as Rankins.
The texter was wrong.
Why don't text us in and pollute people's brains with this stuff.
Okay.
He's Sheldon Rankins. So I had to double check. So like, what the hell are you talking about? No. They're not the same size.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
At all. Gotcha. Like, not even close. It's not even. I'm not talking to you, Sean.
Yeah.
I'm talking to whoever texted that in. Do you understand? Steph Curry is 6'2". Is he the same size as Sheldon Rankins? Oh, 6'2".
Bigger than he used to be.
He's the same size. That's the same size as my Uncle Jim. 6'2", 132. Defensive tackle, he is. Clear as day. Same size as Sheldon Rankins. Get a hold of yourselves, people.
We have multiple texts from people who work for Good Company, who are they're absolving me of pronouncing it Goody Company, and invited us to the Armadillo Palace to dine and break bread.
I've eaten there plenty of times. It is awesome. Yeah. I've never taken a picture in front of the Armadillo.
Yeah, I guess that's something.
Usually, it's about 9 months in Houston. I'm not in the mood to take any picture outside.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna. I get enough of that at the pregame.
Yep.
I'm getting right into my vehicle. It's already started and cold before I get out of there. Yeah.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a what is today? Tuesday?
Same
Tuesday.
Is Sheldon Rankin.
Tuesday. He's Texter. He's disgusted with you. I'm going to tell him right now. Seth is disgusted with you. All right, the 8-8. Let's get to it. The Astros.
I'm offended because I'm sitting here talking about how Marcus Harris is undersized, but like I would not be saying those same things about Sheldon Rankin. Yeah. It's just not. You're not even in the same boat. Okay.
Astros news. Tank Dell news. Or at least video surfacing. We've got NBA playoff scores. Man, when was the last time these two guys were both knocked out of the playoffs this quickly? We'll tell you who and what coming up next in the 8 at 8. Stay there.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.